Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you...
...as a martyr and vowed to continue its battle against Israel. Nasrallah was killed yesterday in an Israeli strike on Hezbollah's headquarters in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. The Israeli military said his elimination made the world a safer place, but Iran's supreme leader has declared 5 days of mourning for his ally and said his death will be avenged. The UK government's reiterated that British people in Lebanon should leave on the first available flight and again appealed for calm in the Middle East. There's more in this story on the BBC website and the BBC News live audio stream on BBC Sounds. In other news this evening, floods and landslides in Nepal have killed at least 60 people. Dozens are missing after homes were swept away during heavy rain. And the Canterbury MP, Rosie Duffield, has quit the Labour Party to sit as an independent. She criticised the Prime Minister's decision to keep the two-child benefit cap and to introduce means testing for the winter fuel payment for pensioners in England and Wales.
This weekend on BBC Radio 5 Live.
Tomorrow on 5 Live Premier League Sunday, there's live commentary of Ipswich versus Aston Villa at 2.
And the ball does find its way to the back of the net.
And Manchester United versus Tottenham at 4:30.
Live Sports.
Listen on BBC Sounds.
Are you ready to have your say in the UK's biggest football debate? Your teams, your views. Get ready. This is 6:06 with Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage on 5 Live.
It's time for you to have your say about your club. 6:06 is on air until 9 p.m. tonight on a day of drama at the top of the Premier League.
Anthony Gordon with a right-footed penalty has scored! Newcastle United 1, Manchester City 1.
Arsenal need to create something from this set piece. It's delivered now from the right-hand side towards the far post!
Chris, Arsenal left it late against Leicester, but those are the games the champions have to win.
Yeah, you know what, Rob? Sometimes, I said this in the trail, are things just written in the stars? Arsenal with another late goal. What do you think, Rob? Do you think this could be Arsenal's season?
Ooh, it could be, Christopher, cause Man City. Rodri is out for the season. No KDB today. Should the fans be worried, Christopher?
Well, absolutely. You think Rodri, the best holding midfielder in the world, he's out. Phil Foden, why is he not getting a game at Manchester City at this moment? It's not the fluent Manchester City which we've become to expect. But what do Manchester City fans think? Are they worried about the challenge, not only from Arsenal, but Liverpool?
08085 909693. After all that, it was Slot who had the chance to end the day at the top.
Canata heads it down and in! and Liverpool take the lead. That's the goal they've been after, and Liverpool have their eyes on the top of the table.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Call free 08085 909 693. Text 85058. Text will be charged at your standard message rate. Visit bbc.co.uk/5liveterms for our terms of use and privacy notice.
Christopher, a good win for Liverpool at Wolves. Could they be the dark horses for a title challenge this season?
Would you describe Liverpool as dark horses? Would you not have them in the race? Anyway, Rob, this is Liverpool we are talking about. I think they've got a chance.
Who else do you need from tonight, Christopher?
I want to hear from Liverpool's great rivals, Everton fan Sean Dyche, the Dyche Doubters. You've gone quiet tonight. Let's hear from you this evening. Came from behind to get a brilliant win for Everton on their own patch, which doesn't happen very often, but he's going to keep them in the top flight, isn't he, Rob? Cole Palmer, Enzo Maresca, Rob, said he's the best player in the Premier League. Here's one for you, Rob. Is it impossible Chelsea challenging for a title this season? Have a think about that. Aberdeen fans, I think it's 12 games in a row they've won this season. Want to hear from Aberdeen fans north of the border. Can you challenge Celtic and possibly Rangers for the title? And Rob, I don't know whether you saw your old club Derby against my old club, Norwich City. Couple of goals Norwich City scored. The ball did go out of play. But here's one. All Championship fans, we hear a lot of weeks Championship fans say, do you know what? We're glad we haven't got VAR, but Derby fans, surely, after seeing what happened today, you want VAR in the Championship. Mm.
And I tell you what, Christopher, it was the FA Cup third qualifying round today. You know, special mentions, Gainsborough went to Darlington, Chris, and won 2-1. And what about that? Radcliffe against Bury. Bury three leagues below Radcliffe. Yeah, they shared Radcliffe's ground, I think it was last year or two seasons ago. They went there and they scored the last-minute winner, Bury, to win the game 3-2. Bury fans, give us a call. The number is 08085 909 693. Right then, Christopher, let's go straight to the Lions. Oliver, you're an Arsenal fan. How are you, Ollie?
Hello, good evening. I'm doing well, thank you. I was
good,
there
Ollie.
Today.
You were there, and did you feel it coming, Ollie?
So, the game was very good, but of course, after the two goals we scored in the first half, we conceded two goals. Mm-hmm. They didn't create nearly as many chances as we did. They get a few chances, they score two, and I was sitting there, right behind the goal, actually, just thinking, where on earth did that come from? But we managed to get away with 3 points.
Get away with it? Did you? I mean, the interesting word, you got away with it today, did you,
well,
Ollie?
Maybe I shouldn't have said get away with it, because we played very well, and I think it was a very unfortunate circumstance for us, because of course the first Leicester goal took a nasty deflection, and the second goal was just a wonder goal. And also their goalkeeper, who they had playing today, he pulled off some really spectacular saves.
Well, as Roy Keane would say, that's his job, isn't it, to pull off saves. What about, was there, I was listening to Ian Dennis, who was and Pat Nevin, superb today. I mean, were Leicester using the dark arts, slowing the game down? Ollie, were you getting frustrated with that?
Well, I think if you're up against a team like us, which is a very good team that doesn't give you much of the ball, then they've got to try everything they can. Obviously, we were robbed last week against Man City, and we had to resort to the inverted commas dark arts.
What do you mean you were robbed last week against Manchester City? How were you robbed?
Well, I'll explain something quickly to you. Mm-hmm. Doku kicks the ball away. Nothing happens. Leandro Trossard kicks the ball away right as the whistle is blown, and he gets a second yellow and is sent off. That's what I mean when I say robbed.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of Manchester City fans, that incident you were talking about, was it not? Was he not popping the ball back to the area where the free kick should have been taken?
Mm. I don't know. Was he? Was he not?
Are you looking through this with rose red tinted specs, Ollie? What happened last week?
The lemonade I had while I was watching the game was very nice, so maybe.
And so, the question was, Ollie, do you think it's your year? Do you think it's Arsenal's year when stuff happens like it did today? The late goal, the spirit which is there, the belief in the stadium.
Yes. I think we've got quite a good chance. We've had a brilliant chance the last few seasons, but I think we've really got to make it count this season. If we don't win a trophy this season, then that's not really a good look for us, is it? But we have been really unlucky because of how good Man City are and the 115 charges they've still not been charged for.
Well, we'll see how that comes out in the wash. So you said you got quite a good chance. Give us a percentage. What you think Arsenal's chances are of winning the Premier League? How certain are you, Ollie?
I think we've got a solid 80% chance this year.
Ooh, 80%, Ollie. Thank you so much for the call. 80% chance of winning the Premier League. I wonder what percentage Celtic have got of winning the Scottish Premiership, Gavin Wallace.
What do I think? Have they got a chance of winning it? Oh, they'll run away with it, won't they? Especially tonight, as they're about to win 6-0 here at St Johnstone. And, yeah, it could be 7, it could be 8. They had a disallowed goal in the first half. So I think, to be
should
fair...
Should it have been disallowed,
sure
that
Chris
goal, Gavin? Should that have been disallowed?
Well, I don't know, I've not seen it back. To be fair, but it looked as if he
Gavin.
Did clatter in.
You've not seen it back?
No, I'm going to say it should have been disallowed, Chris, just to go against you tonight.
6-0, Gav, yeah?
Yeah, it's just went full-time now. 6 of the best for Celtic. Brendan Rodgers, boys, had said before the game he was looking for a Champions League type of performance, and by gosh, he got it. There was a double from Kyogo. Paulo Bernardo's goal was excellent from the edge of the box. Callum McGregor, it was a well-worked corner, clearly off the training field, came out to him at the edge of the box, and the way he struck that and it nestled into the net was excellent. Maeda got his goal, and then Adam Eder got a goal just right at the death as well. So to be fair, St Johnstone really laid a glove on Celtic, and it looks really good, I think you would say, especially going into the game against Dortmund on Tuesday.
Thank you so much, Gavin. What percentage will you give Celtic winning the Scottish Premiership, Chris?
This season, well, you can never
oh,
be
come
sure.
On.
Can
100%.
Aberdeen are going well. You're going
100%. What?
It's interesting. I'll go 90.
So you're not 90, sure.
94.
Tom, what percentage will you give Steve Cooper to still be your manager a month? I hope he is. Go on, Tom.
Generally, I've probably 50% chance. I think I've been to all the games this season, and once again, that's 4 out of 6 games that the first half performance has been non-existent. Once again today, we were lucky we could have been 4-5-0 down at half-time today. Luckily, it was only 2. Obviously, you get yourself back into game, and once again, we crumble right to the end like we did at Palace away. For me, though, the biggest thing for Steve Cooper is the next 4 games for his Leicester City managerial career.
Oh, come on, Tom. Let's be serious, Tom. You are joking, right? You got promoted.
What? Yeah, under a different manager. And we've got a manager who doesn't play great football at the moment, who doesn't know his best line lineup. But when we talk about these games come thick and fast and run out very quickly, we got 4 games now where you need a minimum of 8 points, in my view.
Oh, Tom. Is this because
Chris,
Steve Cooper?
Training. Can I just say my...
Yeah.
Nothing to do with him being a Forest manager or anything to do with Forest. I'm a Leicester City fan, diehard. Martin O'Neill got the same treatment at the beginning when things weren't going right. What I'm saying is, we aren't seeing the results on the pitch yet, and we're not seeing the performance levels what we're expecting to see or an identity. The next 4 games are Bournemouth, Southampton, Ipswich and Forest. If you're telling me, Chris, that Leicester are going to be in the Premier League, that you've got to get 8 points minimum from that if you've got any chance of being in the Premier League season. But at the moment, I want Steve Cooper to do well. I want Steve Cooper to do well to the fans and show him that he can manage his football club. but we've got to see some results start happening now. Otherwise, we're going to get caught in a little mini league at the bottom of the league. And I just don't see the performance level there yet. And Leicester fans are, starting to question what he's doing.
Well, I mean, were you always going to be in that mini league at the bottom of the league, though, Tom? I thought Leicester were. But coming up, you lost Dewsbury Hall, who is an integral part of the team coming up. He's not getting a game at Chelsea, but I thought he was a big loss for you. And does there have to be a sort of reasonable level of expectation? We know what Leicester have achieved in the Premier League in the past, but it's still, I always look at the promoted teams. I don't know what you think, Rob. When they come up,
I agree with you, mate.
Blimey, yeah. It's so tough to compete at Premier League level. No, Tom?
I didn't expect any less to be. We'd be in a relegated scrap this season. I'm not stupid to even think that would be the case. What I think is, you get what we've come up to at the moment, though, and that's what I'm saying. That's 4 out of 6 games this season. We're starting too slow. We're not turning up for 45 minutes. It's like they've literally rolled out of bed and then suddenly, oh, hang on a minute, that's 45 minutes gone. We can't carry on doing that in the Premiership. You might get away in the Championship, League One, against the weaker teams doing it. But in the Premier League, you've got to be on your own game every single game. And at the moment, 4 out of 6, it's not good enough for me. If we'd lost every game this season and turned up and given it a go for the whole 90 minutes, Leicester fans wouldn't be questioning it. What the question is, that 4 out of 6 games this season, we haven't turned up. And it's taken us half time to suddenly turn a switch and get into games.
Just a yes or no answer. Yes or no answer here. If you get 4 points from the next 4 games, you want Steve Cooper gone, do you?
Yeah, not good enough.
Thank you so much for the call, Tom. And Chris, it's a football phone, and please let the callers speak. That'd be
get your words out. Get your words out first, and then we can move on.
Amy, how are you? Liverpool fan.
Top of the table, that's how I am, Robbie.
There you are, top of the table, Amy.
Top of the table. 2 goals conceded, 12 scored. Defenders scoring goals, which is always pleasing. And I'll say the same thing about Arsenal, which shows a good intent with Gabriel scoring, so that's pleasing. What I like is, I never thought we were going to roll Wolves over. There's not an easy away game in the Premiership. Sometimes when clubs are really struggling, those players on a live football game will really put it up, Liverpool and Man City and Arsenal. We'll always give Man City and Liverpool a game, so I'm pleased to win by a goal, especially since we lost against Forest. But on that point, I don't want to be too critical about Liverpool and Klopp, because whilst there was a few back flicks from Szoboszlai and Salah, and then were doing their little intricate training moves and they were over elaborate, Forest were absolutely excellent. I heard Chris say it on commentary. Forest ran their socks off. Got a little deflected goal. Not going to happen every day. Shown by the fact that today they were a bit flat, having absolutely played the game of their lives and lost against Fulham. So I look at things in a perspective. I said to my friend, I was pleased that City got an equaliser against Arsenal. It's more important for us. It helps us more that Rodri, a valuable player, is out. Because then Arsenal would have beaten Tottenham, Villa and Man City away. That would have been a massive boost for them. So that was more important for me. Yeah, I wanted Leicester to nick a point. Arsenal getting a bit happy. By the end of the day, they let 2 goals in against Leicester. That previous chap, though, that went on about Arsenal got 80% chance of this, so unlucky because of Man City. What world does he live in? We missed out the title by a point 3 times. Unless Arsenal can get 93, 94 points, you're not going to win it. The only thing that will stop doing that is Liverpool and Man City perhaps aren't as dominant as they were before, because you have to look at the other teams that are strengthened, and I just want to mention those. Teams like Chelsea, Villa and Newcastle are looking stronger, and they may take points off Liverpool, Man City and Arsenal. And Arsenal will need that, because they won't be able to hit that number of points because of their style of football. Newcastle flagged last season, but they're a solid club. Difficult place to go to, especially at 12:30. Always tough. We got a Palace, but Everton beat them today. I just wanted to just say about, before my last point, Chelsea and Villa. I live near the Villa ground. Steven Gerrard got those lads really, really fit. That's why, even though results were bad, that's why the chap came in and progressed it forward. With Chelsea, they're scoring lots of goals. Lads, I was surprised they sacked Pochettino. he was the one that got into the psychology of the players, the lads up front, and created a the 4-2-3-1 and pushed them forward again. But so I really look at it, and those three clubs look like they're going to make the top six, because I know you like Tottenham, Chris, and I've not.
I'm impartial, Amy.
No, he does like him. He does like him. Yeah, he does. If they win tomorrow, I mean, imagine 6-0-6 tomorrow be a Spurs special.
Yeah. I can speak for myself, Rob.
Okay.
I don't mind Tottenham, but they're sat to deceive. It's a bit strange for me that they went and bought Solanke when they got Werner on the bench and didn't.
Well, they play good football.
They
play good football, flat,
but don't win anything.
That's what the Tottenham fans wanted to see.
But obviously, I'm still bitter about what the referee did with the Diaz goal, so we'll leave that there.
That's not Tottenham's fault. That's the referee's fault. Here's one for you, Amy. At the top, Robbie, who writes all the script for the openers, said that Liverpool, described Liverpool, or asked me the question, are they dark horses? Is that not a bit disrespectful to Liverpool, dark horses? They're not a dark horse. They're a big club.
Before the start of the season, recently, they would have been.
Really?
I know how he said it, because at the end of, I know why he said it. I'd say they're brown horses, not really dark horses. They're not a white horse. They're not a dark horse. They're kind of
grey,
they're not a medium
coloured
horse. Do you know what it is, lads? I think we all know it will depend on. Man City are well equipped to handle all the competitions. It depends how deep Liverpool and Arsenal go into. Those Champions League places are not. Now, one thing I do know is Man United are absolutely bobbing, so I'm going to have a good season. But one point I wanted to make, which will affect the title, which you might like. Now, Rodri, Arsenal ain't going to buy again. I told you Sterling would go there, and their strikers are scoring some goals. So they will just stick, and there isn't a big striker to come in January. If there was, they might. In January, Man City and Liverpool are going to be fighting over the same number sixes. That Zubi Zamenda, the lad, whoever it was, says he regrets not going to Liverpool. If Man City go in for him to place Rodri, then that's a massive plus to go to the title. Liverpool might go in for him. I'll get.
I mean, just got to stop you there. Just because we've got the Wolves manager, Gary O'Neill, who's with Rob Schofield.
Thank you, Robbie. Gary, again, so much good stuff today, but essentially, of course, another defeat. How are you reflecting on it?
Yeah, real positive performance from the players. You know, you can see by the reaction from the fans at the end, staying behind to applaud the players, basically all of them. It was a big effort and a lot of positives against a top class side that are going to be right at the top of the league. So, yeah, really pleased with what we gave. Disappointed that we went off plan for about a minute, where just after we scored and. Some reason we get carried away and caught in the emotion of it and go chasing and open the game up once, really, and get punished for a penalty. Seems to be the way it's going at the moment. We don't need to make too many errors for it to end up in our net. Apart from that minute where we lost our way and went chasing and opened the game up, I thought the lads were excellent. Of course, there are some decisions that they make that are not ideal. Towards the end of the game, we could have been better in our decision making, maybe a bit too patient in build up a few times, and then not patient enough when we get around their box and we try and thread things through like seven red shirts when you can get it wide to Rayan, get it wide to Carlos. But in terms of a group giving absolutely everything, fighting one of the biggest clubs in world football, going toe to toe off the back of a tough week for us, big positives, and the lads deserve a lot of credit.
Tough week, as you say, injury and illness. Across the board, though, I mean, when you look at that, is there much that you think needs to change, or is that the brightest spark you think you've seen so far?
No, I've seen it. I've seen a lot in the first six games to show me that the group are capable of causing teams problems. And, of course, you never bank on fixtures being any easier, because Brentford away is going to be really tough next week. So will Crystal Palace when we play them. So that won't make it any easier. But we are fighting against some of the real big hitters at this moment. And we lost both starting centre-backs this week as well, by the way. Santi Bueno's out there, hasn't played much. Totti's back a week earlier than he should be with his hamstring. Has just got through 90 minutes. Santi has to come off and we put a midfielder in the back line. So we're fighting, we're scrapping, we're giving absolutely everything. And you can see the team sort of draws people in and gets a lot of support because of the way it goes about stuff. The supporters can see that they are fighting and scrapping and they do show quality. And there are some bits that we need to improve, of course, because if we improve 1 minute of that football match just after we score, we come away from this with a result. So gutted for the players, because they deserve more for their efforts over the last six games than 1 point. But it is the Premier League and it is ruthless, and we first thing we do is accept where we are, but also have real clarity in how we review where we are and how we've got here. So lads are giving everything, fighting for everything, and they deserve a lot of credit.
We'll leave it there. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you so much, Rob. You know, sorry, Chris, you know, you said before the start of the show, do you think Chelsea can win the league? I somebody wrote a column for me saying that. I said that I think only City, Arsenal and Liverpool can win the league. Do you know what? This season, I think Chelsea have got a real chance. I said at the top four, I think you had them ninth or something, didn't you? Where did you have them?
I don't know, Rob. I don't think I had them ninth. Just make something up. Just that's fine. Yeah.
I think Chelsea, with the quality of players they've got, I think they've got a real chance.
You think that Chelsea can win the Premier League?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I might be... Listen, the top scorers, the scoring goals for fun, I think that's 15 goals, top scorers in the Premier League. What do you think, Daniel?
I think that's a bit premature.
Not for the first time.
It might be the last 2 years of just bad results that have maybe conditioned me to this train of thought. But I have a stat for the both of you. Last season, 30-plus goal contributions at the age of 21 or under. There's three people on that list. Who do we think is on that list?
Say that again.
Gentlemen.
Say that again.
30-plus goal contributions.
In a Premier League season?
In a Premier League season at the age of 21 or under. And there's three people on that list.
Oh, I bet they're all great players who are on that list.
Yeah, you can say so.
Go on then, tell us.
One's very recent. Cole
Palmer?
It's Cole Palmer. Yeah, that's a great guess.
Great player.
And we've got Robbie Fowler and Chris Sutton.
Wow, three of the games great. There, Daniel, what a great stat, Rob. Rob, are you there? Are you still there, Rob?
I listened. Wow, that's true. Wow. Yeah, Chris, you're a good player, no doubt now. He'll tell you the minute he's won the Premier League.
Come on then, Daniel. Thank you for that, Daniel. Well, you know, normally people come on and, you know, give me a tough time. But thank you for that, Daniel.
Yeah.
So
well
Rob,
done,
Rob's no. point about Chelsea, Daniel.
Yeah.
Did a good side.
I think it's an interesting one, and fair play to Rob. He said Chelsea would finish in the top four, but now he feels that they could, you know, possibly
they could,
push.
They won't, but they could.
Well, you just said that they could.
They could win it.
Do you think what goes against Chelsea, Daniel, is all the unrest with the ownerships and the seeming sort of arguments at the top of the club? Do you think that goes against what people think about Chelsea as a team?
Well, we're an unconventional club, as it were, because even since Roman, even when it was tumultuous, it really didn't affect the result on the pitch as much. Once, you know, everything was settled, like, it didn't really affect everything on the pitch. So I don't know whether this season is similar in that regard, where I feel like we have that unrest at the top, and yet, you know, we're getting results, although it's early in the season. So I don't quite agree with Robbie on, you know, we could win the title. I think we can challenge for the top four, and that's my goal, to be back in the Champions League. Instead of going to the Europa League games or Europa Conference League games on Thursdays, I think that's what we should be working towards this season.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, Daniel,
and the thing is, the main reason I called it was your opening, because it was Robbie. It's Robbie that does the openings, right? You mentioned that Maresca thinks that Cole Palmer is the best player in the Premier League right now, and I 100% agree with that. And I've been thinking it for a couple of weeks now, and I mean, since he's had his debut at Chelsea last season in the Premier League, I don't think there's been a better player in that time. What do you guys think of that?
That's an interesting debate. Phil Foden, best player in the Premier League last season, but Cole Palmer was up there as well. Do you know, I'm not going to dismiss what you say or what Maresca says. I think, you know, we always talk Pep Guardiola up, but he must feel now, Daniel, that he's made a mistake letting Cole Palmer leave Manchester City. Must do, mustn't he?
I mean, we gave him De Bruyne indirectly, I guess, and then I guess we get Cole Palmer in return. So that's...
Daniel, just got to stop you there, Daniel, because Ross Schofield now has the Liverpool manager Arne Slot.
Thank you, Robbie. Arne, there was a lot in that game, in that result that's taken you to the top of the table. How content are you with it?
Yeah, you're always happy with a win. I don't think it was our best game, but I've said it many times, I've felt it many times, how tough Premier League games are, and playing them away is even harder. I think that's also what you saw last season with Liverpool, that we lost many points in away games. And there's a reason for this, because of the places you have to go to and the quality of the teams you have to face. And the first 15 to 20 minutes we had really difficult, very good game plan of Gary O'Neill. And then afterwards, I think we took more and more control, which led also to our first goal.
Scored at brilliant times. Interested, though, perhaps, was it how you saw the game out, maybe, that pleased you most?
Second half performance much better than the first half, although in the end of the first half, we took control more and more as well. Last 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, I think we lost the ball a few times too easy, and that led to some... Now, situations where the fans of Wolves thought like, oh, maybe there's something into it. But in the end, I think we hardly conceded anything at all. And the only chance we conceded in the game was, let's say, the least avoidable for us to not concede that one. But, good bounce back by scoring 2-1 immediately. And we took control afterwards, in my opinion, again as well.
It has been a brilliant start. 6 wins in 7 in all competitions. Fans starting to get excited. We're hearing from them on the radio at the moment. Too early for title talk, in your opinion?
I have said it before. I think the league table, you can only have a very good idea about it after 19 games. And I've said so many times the great work Jürgen has done here, and how happy I am that I could have inherited that squad. But 2 years ago was the last time this club played Champions League, and then all the players had to play during the week and in the weekend, and we all know the result in the Premier League 2 seasons ago. So for me, there's still a lot to prove, especially if we come to the likes of Arsenal, Chelsea and all these teams, and then play in Europe against the big teams. That is different than, for example, last season, where a lot of times when Liverpool played in Europe, the starters got some rest and they could just play once a week. So there's, for us, still a lot to prove, in my opinion.
Arne, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Still a lot to prove, Christopher, Liverpool.
Yes, good interview that from Ross, wasn't it? It's Rob. Come on, it's Rob Schofield. Rob, come on. Same name as you. You called him Ross.
Did I say Ross?
Yeah, sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob. Oh, Rob's gone.
You're better than that, Rob.
Did I call him Ross? Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not going to throw my producer under the bus who said, let's go to Ross Schofield. He's got Arne Slot. But listen, I'll take it on the chin, Rob. 08285 9096 93. Time for the news on 5 Live with Jill McKenzie.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
President Biden has described Israel's killing of the Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, as a measure of justice for his victims. He also reiterated US support for Israel's right to defend itself against Iranian-backed groups, but said Washington would keep working to de-escalate the conflict. The UK government has also repeated its plea for calm in the Middle East. Hassan Nasrallah died in a massive Israeli airstrike on Beirut last night. His death is a major blow for the Iranian-backed militia group, which he led for more than 30 years. Iran's supreme leader has declared 5 days of mourning. Syed Mohammed Mirandi is from the University of Tehran.
Iran will ensure